Staying fit and healthy as you age. Stallone has been a personal hero of mine since he made the film Rocky. Not only did he write the script himself and play the lead character despite no proven track record in Hollywood, but he also managed to get into incredible shape and to inspire boxers and bodybuilders around the world. Today, Sly continues to impress. At the ripe age of 70, he possibly looks to be in the best shape of his life and is showing no signs of slowing down. Despite being old enough to be a granddad, he nevertheless has almost the same physique he had in the 80s, which should be incredibly inspiring for anyone reaching their twilight years. I'm not saying you need to become the next Arnie or Stallone. In fact, I would not recommend that at all for most people. But I would say that you should definitely strongly consider increasing your training regime as you age. This is one of the most effective ways to improve your physical appearance, as it will make you more toned and less wrinkled. At the same time, it will fill you out and make you look stronger, which is particularly important for men. But exercise will also boost your brain function as you age. More on this shortly. Boost your health and help you to fend off a range of age-related conditions such as osteoporosis, arthritis, reduced mobility, and much more. But how does someone like Stallone do it? How does he manage to stay in such great shape despite all the aches and pains that come with age and considerably depleted hormones? Let's take a look at how he probably manages to stay in such stellar shape and how you can do the same. Overcoming the challenges of staying fit as you age. Hormones. One of the ways that Stallone stays in shape, and many other celebrities do too, is through the use of growth hormones. This isn't a steroid technically, but it is a controversial and very expensive drug, so it's out of question for most of us. However, you can still improve your body's natural muscle-building, fat-burning hormones through a number of other methods, including supplementation. One such technique is to use a pro-hormone such as a testosterone booster. This will encourage your body to produce more testosterone, and in turn, that will make you more likely to build muscle and burn fat. These are cheap and safe to use, so it's a perfectly acceptable option for most people. For younger men, these supplements, which include the likes of Tribulus terrestris and Tongkat Ali, have no proven benefit. But as you age and testosterone production goes into decline, you'll find that you can benefit greatly from a supplement. Of course, this is only for men. Likewise, you can also produce more growth hormone, which will have similar effects, and which many older men and women could benefit from. There's no easy way to supplement with growth hormone. You can nevertheless still encourage production by training your legs with squats and going for fast runs. Likewise, you can also trigger more production by sleeping longer hours and by taking hot baths. It's a tough pill to swallow, sure, but it's for your health. But you know what? Men who want to see themselves perform at their very best in older age may wish to consider getting hormone therapy in the form of testosterone injections. Testosterone levels on the whole are falling fast across the nation. The average man has 10% less testosterone than just 10 years ago. This results in lower muscle mass, weaker bones, lower sex drive, and increased likelihood of depression. This gets significantly worse as you age, and so getting testosterone injections can actually transform your health. Joints. Another of the challenges of building muscle as you get older is the fact that your joints will likely ache a lot more, and possibly even be compromised due to arthritis or old injuries. The solution is to make sure you aren't too hard on your joints. Avoid anything that causes an impact, such as running on solid concrete. Rowing or cycling is better. And try wearing a support that will help guide your joints through the movements. Warming up before exercise and making sure you practice the very best technique is now more important than ever. This is also an issue for cardiovascular exercise, which of course can result in your joints taking quite the beating. The obvious solution is to look for lower impact forms of activity, such as walking, swimming, or using a stationary bike. Energy. Even with your body working at 100%, training as you get older is difficult because you will likely feel so much more tired and drained of energy when you come to do it. If you find yourself feeling that way though, you can always increase your energy through better supplementation. Use energy drinks and creatine, or simply by getting more sleep and resting longer. If your muscles still ache from your last workout, then go easy on your next one, and make sure you get lots of sleep and protein before you target that same area again. And let me reiterate that walking, swimming, or using a stationary bike are great ways to energize yourself as you get older and to keep yourself active even as you start to lose the ability to train with more intensive methods. Mobility, energy, and health at any age. Better yet, take up yoga or gymnastics. In a moment, you'll learn why movement is so important for your brain, but it is also crucial for your body. In fact, many of the joint issues you experience in old age are the result of sitting for long periods of time, a position the body is not designed for, and of not moving enough. As we do this, our joints become stiffer, tendons shorter and elongate, and certain muscles atrophy. This can place unequal pressure on our joints and ultimately lead to a lack of mobility that we associate with old age. It's this simple. If you keep moving, you'll keep being able to move. And if you've lost that mobility, then slowly start to reintroduce it again. Finally, you should also incorporate HIIT into your workout regime if you're still young enough and healthy enough to do so. This involves alternating between bouts of intense exercise at full speed and then gentle recovery. Not only will this strengthen your heart and VO2 max, reducing the likelihood of heart disease, which is the number one killer in the Western world, but it will also increase the number and performance of your mitochondria. Mitochondria are the energy factories that live in our cells and that are responsible for turning glucose into ATP. One of the key reasons that older people are tired all the time and children can run for days is that children have more mitochondria. You will create more by using HIIT, and you'll also make your energy process more efficient, reducing oxidation as you do so. Look up HIIT online. Combine this with stretching and mobility work, read Becoming a Supple Leopard, and add in long walks, fresh air, and weightlifting. You will not only look and feel more powerful and youthful, but also prevent a large range of different health problems.